can take control of the airwaves, dialing toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. They are all completely free. You can go there and create the content on the site. Everything that's there on the front page is there because of listeners like you taking the action to make it happen. You can submit an item to the site. It can then be voted on by other listeners, and the more votes it gets, the more likely it is to get to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more people see it, including the host of the show. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Allie.
We're going to continue with you and your calls. We've got Brandon on the line listening to the Big Talker FM in the Wilmington area of North Carolina. It's our brand new affiliate, and Brandon, you're back on Free Talk Live. For our listeners just tuning in, we had a gentleman call last hour bringing up conspiracy theories, and I've kind of made my vision or my perspective clear on this. Allie, you actually admitted that you are a 9/11 truther.
I'm a truther.
Something I didn't know about you, and you're off the air, by the way. Get out of here.
Yeah, it was a conspiracy I had against you. I didn't want to tell you I was a truther, but now it's out, so.
No, I think it's interesting, and I'm glad that the truth movement or the 9/11 or the conspiracy movement is bringing people to the liberty message, and by proxy then also the Free State Project and all that. But like I said, you're not out there promoting 9/11 truth as much as you're promoting liberty and the ideas of freedom. And if I'm going to spend my precious time promoting something, look, I might be on board with a lot of these conspiracy theories. Like I said, I understand what the Gulf of Tonkin is, and
you sound just as much as a truther as I am. But see, the difference might be that if 9/11 comes up in my midst and someone's talking about, like they are agreeing with the official story, I might throw some stuff out there that makes them question what they think. Maybe they'll think I'm crazy. I don't really care.
Well, certainly I get it a lot that, I'm crazy because I believe in liberty. I mean, it's inevitably someone's going to think you're crazy because of these viewpoints. But I feel like liberty is more important than conspiracy theory. There's so many conspiracy theories out there. Maybe some are true. Maybe others aren't. Who knows? There are conspiracy theories about conspiracy theories. As we were pointing out earlier, one of the primary conspiracy theory shows, Alex Jones, one of the conspiracy theories is that he's working for the CIA. I mean, so there's layers and layers and layers of conspiracy theory, whereas there's only one message of liberty, and liberty is really simple, and it's a good idea, and it's an idea whose time has come. So I just want to focus my time on doing what I think is the most important thing as far as bringing people on board with the ideas of freedom. But, Brandon, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so here you are.
Okay. The main reason why I was calling, it's not to attack what you're doing. I actually, this is the first time, like I said, I've heard your show, but I was actually pretty impressed that you're even bringing up these issues, because most media outlets won't even touch it, obviously.
Well, this is Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything you want. So.
Okay. Well, it was just the topic was brought up, and it was made clear by you guys that you believe, for the most part, that the conspiracy movement through people like Alex Jones, that they are just unwilling to take action.
Not what I said. And I'm sorry if you missed
it. And that's just not the case. There are plenty of people. I mean, even as you were saying that, you brought up, these crazy nuts who are storing food, and maybe that's what they think that their course of action is for what's happening.
Oh, I wish I stored food.
I didn't
have
say it was crazy.
Hold
on, dude. I didn't say it was crazy to store food. I've got some food in the basement. Yeah. I mean, come on. It could get snowy out here in New Hampshire, and you might not be able to go to the grocery store. So it makes sense to have a little bit of something to eat if you need to in a situation like that. But there's a certain point.
Understandable. But I mean, the comment was made that doing these actions are somewhat crazy. I mean, it's the same.
No, what I said was some people
about conspiracy theories that they're nut jobs, that they want to live in the middle of nowhere and collect food and ammunition.
Let me try to like maybe bridge the gap here. Okay, so I think that I can say, and we're not going to name names, or unless Ian wants to, but there have been people that I've heard about who've been in New Hampshire and sort of gone down this rabbit hole.
Yes.
And the reason that it's sad is
a good friend of mine.
Because they were really
sad.
Active super active and, you know, had resources and were out there creating content. And then they got super into the conspiracy stuff. And just, I've heard it from plenty of people, it just got weirder and weirder, and then eventually they went away, and...
My friend became very isolated, and by the way, I believed this about the conspiracy movement before this happened, so it wasn't like this happened to my friend, and now all of a sudden I believe everybody does this. As I pointed out before, Brandon, you maybe didn't hear the whole conversation. What I said was, this happens to some people who get involved in the conspiracy world. They go down the rabbit hole, and the rabbit hole can lead to paranoia, and the rabbit hole can lead to fear, and that leads to some very dangerous things. So what happened to my friend, and it was essentially that he started listening to Alex Jones, and he started listening to him regularly, and listening to him and the anger that came with Alex Jones kind of brought him to a place of more anger in his life. It introduced him to different people within the conspiracy movement. He then got into the people that he heard on Alex Jones, which, you know, made even more radical beliefs part of his belief system. And he, you know, started, he got into aliens, he got into lizard people, and he believed that, you know, the aliens were going to come attack us, you know, within the next few months, and this was over a year ago, and went down, moved somewhere else to build an underground house. And I love the guy. I got to see him recently, and he's doing well, all things considered. He's still the same person that I'm friends with, but he's not doing, you know, he's run away from it all. Mm-hmm. And so that absolutely does happen. So for every one of you, Brandon, that there is, that's out there doing things and actually, you know, going out and spreading the ideas that you think are important, there are plenty of other people who hear this message that, oh my God, there's this, you know, controlling group of men, but they're actually lizards and they're controlling everything and you can't defeat them and you can't possibly win. So you might as well just give up and stick your head in the sand and hide and, you know, build underground bunkers and be afraid. So that's out there, and I, you know, if you haven't come across it, that's good, and I hope that you never go that far down the, you know, the rabbit hole of conspiracy. But you don't hear from those people very often because they don't stick out. They don't want to be heard from. They want to live in their mom's basement and hide, and those people do exist.
Okay, well, yeah, I understand. I'm going to make two quick points and I'll let you guys go. For one, it's most of the aliens, but I've been listening to Alex Jones for many years, and I've never heard him once ever say that.
I didn't say he did. I don't think Alex Jones believes the lizard thing.
Him, which is carried by the same affiliate here, that now they do talk about things like that. So whenever you say things like that, you're confusing the lines for people who maybe never even heard about Alex Jones, and now they think he's a crazy lizard person. But also, I insinuated I said that,
and I didn't say it. What I said was that people that are on his show may believe things like that. And so when you research the people that he has on, for instance, you may get more connected with the more bizarre, the more down the rabbit hole kind of conspiracy theory.
Well, sure, and that's possible, but you also do have an open forum radio show yourself, and you know, I could call in right now. I could believe that the aliens are taking over the planet.
Yes, but Alex Jones has guests on. We don't, you know, we don't bring guests on to posit conspiracy theory on this program. It is open phones, but usually somebody that calls with a conspiracy theory is going to get rebutted. They're going to be questioned, and we're not going to just take it at face value. I'm not saying Alex does that either. I don't listen to his show, so honestly, I don't have any idea. But you know, I've been on his show, and he's been on this this program, so I didn't say anything about him promoting lizard people. What was your second point?
That was the second point, just about your open forum show and the possibility that anyone's voice could be heard on your show and been misinterpreted as that you support radical, you know, ideas of anything, space aliens or, you know, the rabbit hole or whatever it is, what have you, that you're talking about. But
I doubt that anyone would
have the show sometime. It would actually change your opinion on what exactly he's talking about. Any show
I've seen his movies, dude. Hey, I've seen Alex's movies. I've been very familiar with Alex's content for most of my adult life. In fact, I would say that Alex Jones was an influence on me in a positive way. I think he's done a lot of good reporting on the police state, for instance. I just, you know, I'm not going to get out there and talk about 9/11 truth because I'd rather get out there and talk about the ideas of liberty because that's striking the root, and it's way more important to get Americans and others around the world to understand what liberty is all about and understand why it's important. And Brandon, I welcome you to the show. Thanks for the call tonight. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
866-2237. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various free features you'll find there. They are completely free for you. And you can also listen online as well. We have live streams there. Broadband, mid-band, and narrow-band versions of the show, listen.freetalklive.com is where you can go. That's listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in there and also learn about our over 100 great radio stations around the country on AM and FM that air this show at various times throughout the week. Also, our satellite listening options are there for you, including XM Satellite Radio, where you can find us on two channels during the week, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Listen.freetalklive.com. Right back into your calls. I know, Allie, you want to talk about your religion analogy, but let's go to Ashley first, listening in South Bend, W. Ashley, are you in South Bend?
Yeah, I am currently right now.
And you're listening to a station out of Indianapolis, WXNT?
Yeah, drug out this far.
How about that?
I'm a truck driver, so I was just flipping through the channels, and I happened to catch you guys.
You say you're a truck driver?
That's right.
Pretty.
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Thank you, by the way, for your service. I really appreciate the work that you do.
Me too. Thank you for taking all that risk.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
When I talk to different people want to talk about the Illuminati and how you got to sacrifice your loved ones, and they just run the whole entertainment business. And I just wanted to know you guys' view on that.
Well, you know, it's, again, we've been talking about conspiracy theory, and this is, by the way, how Free Talk Live works, right? Like, we started out talking about buckyballs, and then somebody called in about conspiracy theories, and now we've just been talking about conspiracy theories and all various aspects of it. Illuminati, okay, so, like, you start out, this is kind of a little bit of a deeper portion of the conspiracy rabbit hole, right? So, you'll start with something like, that leads you into the rabbit hole, like 9/11 truth, and then, you know, it's not far from 9/11 truth to getting to somebody who's talking about Skull and Bones, or the Illuminati.
The Illuminati is like the devil.
Or the Masons, that sort of thing. The Illuminati, I guess the idea is that they are the Illuminated Ones, which of course is related to the idea of Lucifer, who was a light bringer. And,
interesting.
And you know, like, it's very fascinating stuff.
Here's my theory on it. Okay, so I think that there are certain archetypes that just sort of transcend time. You know, you can, like, compare things from long ago, and it's like, oh, this is the new thing that they used to have back then, but now it's a little different, same thing. You know, like, whatever, in art and literature, you can see trends. Like, a lot of cartoons you could maybe your kids watch are sort of like Shakespeare plays. But the point is that these things just, you know, are patterns, and you don't have to look into the pattern and say it's a conspiracy. You can just say how mysterious that people, you know, that maybe these things that people call the Illuminati or mind control tools, maybe they are some kind of like marketing tool for the government. Maybe putting, you know, the Eye of Horus on stuff makes people see it as more, you know, oh, it has that authority vibe to it that makes, you know, the governments really like, or the pyramids, something about that governments like because it strikes fear in people.
It's,
I don't know.
Creepy stuff. I mean, if, again, this is the problem. The problem with the conspiracy movement is, in a lot of cases, they might be on to something, but the problem with it is that what they're on to is so scary and so freaky that it you know, it scares people into inaction. I mean, you know, if you look into the Illuminati stuff, it's freaky as hell. Do I believe that there are people out there who consider themselves as part of the Illuminati? Yeah, absolutely. There's the Skull and Bones. There's the Illuminati. There are these groups of people that are elite type people. You've got the Bohemian Grove, which, you know, as I mentioned earlier, in the week, there was this article I read from the 80s where a guy snuck into the Bohemian Grove, which, for those that don't know, is essentially a social club for the rich and the powerful around the world. They come and they party, essentially. It's kind of weird. It's basically a males-only club, so you're not allowed, Allie.
All right.
You've got to be really rich and powerful in order to get in. You know, it's very exclusive.
Maybe if I was like a hooker or something.
They actually do go out, I believe, and buy hookers on the town.
Okay.
Where
so I could get in if I really wanted to.
I don't know if they'll let you into the club, but they'll probably go out and find you, procure your services elsewhere. But they go and they just do weird, like, boys things that is just bizarre. Like, they pee everywhere. Like, they have a big deal with, like, yeah, it's like a big deal with just peeing on things and, like, going around and, like, taking a leak all over the whole campus or whatever. And they have this cremation of care ceremony where they cremate care because I don't know, maybe
cremate
they
what?
They care, like caring for others and caring for people.
They cremate? How does that work?
They destroy care.
That's a concept. How do you cremate that?
It's weird. Like, go back to Alex Jones. He snuck in and got a video footage of this thing happening, and it's creepy. Like, they personify care. The idea of care becomes a person, essentially.
So they cremate
and
a person?
Not for real, no. They cremate, like, kind of an effigy, I suppose, of some sort. The video footage is real grainy. It's hard to actually see what's going on. But there's, like, this creepy owl statue, and it's this huge statue, and it oversees these guys. And they dress up in, like, druid outfits, and they have creepy cloaks on. I mean, these guys are weird, no doubt about it. But the thing is, when you get into this, if you get into this, it gets you into this, you know, mindset.
How did Alex Jones get in there?
I don't know. I guess he snuck in.
That doesn't even make sense. How could he sneak into something if it's like super high security? Like,
I guess it's not that high security.
Sorry, I don't buy it.
I mean, it's a place in the woods where these old men, you know, these rich white guys and powerful white guys hang out. But
Ashley, do you feel like, you know, some of these people who are normally, they should be really good at questioning things because they're conspiracy theorists, but when it comes to their own conspiracy theories, they fail terribly at being skeptical?
Yeah. I mean, people believe anything nowadays. So it's like, if they see one, like the Illuminati, they got DVDs on it, and one person is talking about, oh, you know, Suge Knight sacrificed Tupac, so people's gonna run with that. Like, oh, that's why Tupac dead, because Suge Knight wanted to be rich, or
Tupac's not dead.
Biggie is dead because Puff Daddy wanted to be rich, you know? So it's, people run with things that they hear all the time and just don't question it.
So tell me what you think about the Illuminati.
I'm like half and half. I think it's far-fetched, but I don't know. It's like, because you hear, you know, when you listen to the music, you know, I listen to a little bit of rap, hip-hop, and, you know, I go different ways with it, you know, try to broaden my horizon. And you hear people like Lil Wayne or Jay-Z saying, or Rick Ross or somebody saying that, you know, they're a part of the Illuminati. So it's like, okay, is it true? But at the same time, it's like, it's crazy.
They actually come out and say it?
No, okay, so yeah, I've heard this, whatever, I've heard stuff like that being said in rap songs or whatever, and I think it's supposed to be sort of part of the joke. It's that, you know, I think part of being a rap artist, really any kind of artist, is putting yourself on this pedestal, like, you know, the fake it till you make it type attitude where the whole ride along, I'm sure Lil Wayne was talking about how he's the greatest rapper ever when he was just some nobody. You know, that's just been their MO. And I think that saying you're part of the Illuminati is sort of feeding into that.
Interesting theory.
And it gets people to believe, like, oh, my God, it's really real. It's really out there. And then, okay, and like, for example, okay.
It's a marketing tool.
Hold that thought, Ashley. You've got an example. You can come back with us here in a moment if you'd like. Stick with us. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, I mean, you look into this creepy stuff, and it'll get you paranoid. And that's not a place I want to be. I don't want to believe that there are all these people that can totally rule me and control me. I just want to be free and act like it. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Love the old and old.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Lots of stuff there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can get details there on the Shrine page on how to become part of the Shrine. Now, again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Somebody called in last hour, and unfortunately, their call screwed up.
Ashley?
No, it was last hour. Oh. Ashley's still on hold. We're going to come back to her in a moment. But in the last hour, somebody called in to talk about bitcoins, and unfortunately, their call dropped out in the middle of it. I hope he calls back because he had some issues he wanted to bring up. But the bitcoin is something I'm really excited by. And he had said that when he brought it up to people at work, that their immediate response was, are you buying drugs or guns online? And I think that, I guess to some extent, that's a good thing that people would respond in some fashion when bitcoins are mentioned. It shows that people are hearing about them, and that's important, because rather than people not being aware of them at all, maybe some people are becoming aware of bitcoin.
But that's not the only thing. I've seen them used in all kinds of ways. Like, people accept them on their websites. People who don't use drugs or buy guns, you know, like donations. Yeah, that I know of. I mean, they're probably, you know, token it up every couple hours.
But you can use bitcoins for whatever purposes you want. There are a number of bitcoins or a number of businesses that will accept bitcoins as payment. So, for instance, there are a number of web hosts that will accept bitcoins as their payment. And as bitcoins become more popular over time, more businesses will accept them. And, of course, BitInstant.com makes it possible to change your bitcoins into the currency of your choice.
But it's like internet cash, basically.
That's exactly what it's like. It can be completely anonymous. It is completely decentralized in that those using Bitcoins are the ones that essentially are the network for Bitcoin. There's not a Bitcoin corporation. There's not a government that's issuing Bitcoins.
Yeah.
So there's no one to take out. They can't just, you know, if the Illuminati decided they didn't like Bitcoins, they couldn't do anything about it. Because, you know, like the old way of controlling people is to strike at the head, right? To take out the top of any organization, to take out the leader. There is no leader in Bitcoins. It's an open source project. Multiple people are working on improving the Bitcoin project at any given time. You can take out one of their programmers, but Bitcoin's open source, so any other programmer could step up and fill that gap. There's no vault that can be raided. There's no way this thing can be shut down. It's a huge threat to the status quo of money. And, of course, he who controls the money can control everything, and thus far, it's the government people and the bankers that have controlled the money, and Bitcoin takes all of that out of their hands, and it's awesome. You should go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. You can learn about it via a less than 2-minute video there at weusecoins.org.
I've actually even thought of all kinds of stuff you could, you know, like, not just drugs and guns and things that you could be afraid that might be, like, illegal, but stuff where it's like, you know, balding cream or, you know, a dildo. Something where it's like you don't necessarily want it to show up on your credit card receipt.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it would be nice to have for all kinds of personal stuff that you don't necessarily want, you know, anyone to be able to use against you later. I mean, websites always say it's all confidential, but I'm sure, you know, the government could get their hands on the information if they wanted to, use it against you later. So why not just use Bitcoins? It's like internet cash.
And it's getting more popular as time goes by. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Ashley has called in. We've kind of had a lengthy discussion about conspiracy theory and how I think it's a dangerous movement that can lead people into defeatism, that it can lead people into paranoia. And I've seen this happen, so I know it's true. I'm not saying it's true for everybody that gets into it. I mean, obviously, Allie, it's not true for you. You're willing to get out and speak out.
You just don't know how into it I am.
You're willing to get out and speak out for what you believe in. So you're not hiding under a rock somewhere trying to, you know, build an underground house. But Ashley, you called in to bring up the Illuminati, which is kind of like the apex of all of the, you know, the conspiracies out there as far as, you know, a lot of people believe that the Illuminati are behind everything. And you were kind of telling us what you thought.
Right. Yeah. You know, and the last thing I was saying was, for example, now that Usher has lost his stepson, people are going to be running around saying he's a part of the Illuminati because he's selling big and he's doing this and he's doing that. So
right, because you can't be successful without being part of the Illuminati. Is that the idea?
Pretty much, you know, and they always, you know, when I looked it up and, you know, did a little bit of research on it and then, you know, my partner and I was talking about it and we were, you know, making a little jokes about it. It's like, well, how would sacrificing a loved one make you rich all of a sudden? How can they just sit there and make you rich all of a sudden?
See, that's so interesting that, you know, there are people out there taking it that seriously and even going to, like, pop culture. I mean, I know maybe that's fairly common. I've heard people say that Lady Gaga's part of the Illuminati, but at least that kind of almost makes sense a little bit to
me. Why?
Because that's sort of her shtick. Like, she's supposed to be, like, all-encompassing. Like, I don't know. I think I went to read some article about how, because at first it didn't make any sense to me either. But yeah, I guess she does sort of play up this this idea that, you know, not only is she trying to be mysterious, but she also has, like, lots of little things about her that she does that just feeds the conspiracy theorists on. I think it's intentional.
So, well, I mean, right, the people that argue for the Illuminati being in control of everything would argue that that, you know, the people running the record labels and the people that are behind the media, and this is, I think, where you started your call, Ashley, are part of the Illuminati, and that they have their messages or whatever it is they're trying to get out. They put that into this music. So, like, you bring up Lady Gaga. There's an article I saw online about her Born This Way video, which, like, takes it frame by frame and analyzes it for all these alleged Illuminati references, and it was interesting to read it, and I don't know, maybe it's true, but the point is, if you get into this, it is incredibly dangerous, because it seems very persuasive. I mean, look at the back of the dollar bill, there's some creepy stuff on there.
Have you ever folded one, and it's like, oh my god,
The towers
are burning.
So, I mean, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I just had to, like, leave it alone, you know, because I was like, okay, this is crazy, this is too much, and why would I want to follow something if it's the devil or if it's so evil? Why would I want to follow something so evil if I want to be good and, you know, have a good life instead of just being depressed all the time or whatever, what have you?
That's exactly my point.
I follow the, well, you're kind of, we're definitely guilty of doing that. Like, we follow the government all the time, and I consider the government evil, but.
But I believe in, yeah, but I don't get in, I don't become paralyzed by
the message in the end is love, not fear.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, Ashley, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe out there. 855-450-FREE. I mean, that's my perspective. I don't want to become immobilized by fear. I definitely want to come from a perspective of love, and I don't care if the Illuminati is out there and they want to get me or, you know, whatever it is their plan is. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care if it's the Masons or the Illuminati or, you know, you name it, the Bilderbergers or the Bohemian Grove, or, you know, or if these guys are all connected and they're all part of one club or one network. And I know there are people out there who want power.
The witches and the demons and Lucifer, they're all working together. I'm telling you, this is people's religion, and this is, I was really proud of this analogy because it makes total sense to me now. So
wait, what is their religion? The belief in the Illuminati?
No, I think the religion is just being a conspiracy theorist.
Hmm.
Because, you know, like, there's different religions, there's different conspiracy theories that people follow and track and are, you know, whatever, subscribers to. But if I had, I would consider myself a conspiracy theorist in that I believe conspiracy, there are conspiracies. So I'm going to call myself a conspiracy deist, which means that I think they exist, but I don't think it really matters. Whereas other people, I would call them evangelicals and even just crazy religious fiends, where they just take it too far and they, you know, they're like some kind of conspiracy fundamentalist, which would mean trust no one, not even your mom or something. You know, that's like where it's too far.
I love that. The conspiracy deist.
Yep.
That conspiracies exist, but
I
so what?
It.
I love that, Allie. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think there are people out there who want to control others. We know that. There are people out there that want to secure more and more power and more money, and they're willing to do anything it takes to do that. I'm just not going to let them control me. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is July 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1670.76, $835.38 for a half ounce, and $417.69 for a quarter ounce. $1670.76, $835.38, and $417.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze-Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you will find the links to Amazon, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. Click into the Amazon that's right for you and get your shopping taken care of. Whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon you're used to, same prices, same super saver shipping, and all the Amazon stuff you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets credit, essentially, for the sales. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com, get the stuff you're looking for, and help Free Talk Live all at the same time as we continue here with you and your thoughts. Paul is listening in Minnesota, northern Minnesota, to WNMT. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was talking about conspiracy theories, and, you can group extreme conspiracy people. You can kind of see how they're kind of control freaks also, and I think that's kind of against the principle of allowing other people to be free sometimes.
Tell me what you mean by they're control freaks.
Well, I mean, they don't want to let, they usually want to put some kind of conspiracy against the government. So it's, it's okay to question the government or whatever every once in a while, but, sometimes, they want to have the control themselves of your life, so what's isn't necessarily, what can happen. I'm not saying that, they necessarily are wrong in their theories or whatever, but sometimes it is fine when you go to an extreme of it, it's like they just want you to trust in them, instead of making up your own mind about things.
You know, I don't have a whole lot of experience in basking in the conspiracy realm. I've certainly dabbled in it a little bit. I've watched some of the videos. And I know that a lot of them out there are more than happy to let you take their videos and copy them and distribute them. So, I mean, I wouldn't consider that being control freaks. That seems to be like they're coming at it from the right perspective of, hey, I'm putting this out there and I want you to copy it and share it with all your friends. That seems to be the right thing to do.
Right.
So I don't know who the people are that you're referring to. I haven't seen that very much. Ali, have you? Have you seen a lot of like control freak conspiracy theorists?
Well, I'm not saying that everybody who believes in conspiracy theories are necessarily, you know, doing that. I'm not necessarily saying that everybody does.
No, I didn't say you said everybody, but...
Well, they might try to control your, you know, your thoughts, but it's really just they're really insistent on persuading you that they know better than you do. And, like, it may be they're kind of manipulative in a way because they claim to know things, and it's like, you know, yeah, it seems like if you weren't... If you weren't sure that you should be taking what they say with a grain of salt, you might fall for what they're saying because they sound so sure of themselves. So it is kind of manipulative to pretend like you know something that you can't really know.
Yeah, but, you know, one big problem is that a lot of times, you know, there's always certain evidence that you don't have, you know, and that's like it's the evidence that you can't find out about. So how are you supposed to know whether it's true or not? Because there's that certain part that's missing. So, you know, I'm kind of in the... I totally agree with you guys in the sense of conspiracy. Don't go to the extreme where, you know, some people get so far into it, it's like they're in fear, you know, of everything or anything that could, you know, try to have input into their personal life or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
right.
You know... I mean, the concept of freedom, you know, is that we're influencing one another, you know, and, you know, it's like they have their theory, but are they allowing you to have what you think about it? I think it's really, you know, maybe what you're trying to say.
Paul, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So this week, Mark and I, and obviously he takes Fridays off, and Allie, thanks as always for being here.
Of course.
Allie is here from ladiesinkeen.com, where you can go to get more of Allie and her partners in crime, Cecilia and Kate, and some other additions to your cast.
Yeah,
recently.
we're adding more ladies to the rotation.
I think that's great.
Yes.
The more ladies in Keen, the better, as far as I'm concerned. So, ladiesinkeen.com, that's Allie's not just podcast, but also blog site as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just telling, can I break the news that you're going to be doing a retrospective soon?
Sure, go ahead and put me out there because then I'm obligated to write it.
That's great because you're going to be taking a little vacation. You're going to leave the confines of the Shire and go back to Alabama, maybe visit some family and some old friends.
Yep.
And when you do that, we're going to miss you. But in the meantime, you'll be reflecting on your first year up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And and I'm looking forward to reading what you have to write.
Yeah, it's just a one-year New Hampshire. What do I think about it? And I was telling you that I was going to go from like a, you know, it's tempting to like judge things and to be like, oh, well, you know, here are issues, here are strengths. But I think it actually makes more sense to talk about how I've changed as
hopefully for the better.
One of my friends suggested, yeah, because, of course, because I'm always getting better. Because
well, not necessarily. I mean, you could like go run home and build an underground bunker.
That's not my style.
That's good.
But yeah, it'll be fun to write that, and I think it'll hopefully encourage others to move too.
So Mark and I this week have been kind of dabbling in this world of social networking. So I'm not that old, right? But I feel like I'm out of touch with the whole Twitter thing.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Oh, I don't use Twitter either, but I feel like I should.
And Facebook. Like, I've never really liked Twitter. I never really got it. And so I just never really cared about it. Like, essentially, I had a Twitter account because we're supposed to. Like, oh, well, everybody has Twitter and Facebook.
That's
so
actually how I found you guys on Twitter.
Really?
Well, yeah, because you're on you're on a friend's, whatever, a friend was following
then
you.
And it was totally worth it.
Yeah, see?
And so it's important for us to maybe better understand these tools. And we've been kind of trying to get more involved in using them. And so just tonight I set up Hootsuite, which allows us to tweet and Facebook at the same time.
That's got
to
be convenient.
Which, yeah, because that's great. I've never done that before. And I'd seen it being done, and I just never got around to doing it. And now I've done it, and it's wonderful. And so I've got this Hootsuite thing that shows me, like, all of these Twitter things all at once. But anyway, I'd asked the question on Hootsuite, so Twitter/Facebook. The question I asked was, what do you think about the Illuminati? Total waste of time or a real group of power mongers controlling the world? Since somebody called and asked about it, we're kind of trying to tweet along during the show, maybe send out questions and stuff like that. And it kind of makes sense to take some answers, right? So
yeah.
Like people have spent their time to write us back online. They didn't bother to call in and tell us what they thought.
That's okay. It's scary to call in.
So we'll give you some of this here. Daryl says, total waste of time, completely. If someone wants to waste their time, fine by me. But you are wasting your time. Mark says, pretty much a waste of time. The local city council here in Indy wants to control every single action everyone makes, and they probably have nothing to do with the New World Order, just a bunch of sick-minded status.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an interesting point, right? Like, people, when they're put in positions of power, have a tendency to use it and abuse it. And we've seen that humans are, even if they aren't power mongers to begin with, when given power, they will be more likely to aggregate more of it to themselves. They will be more likely to abuse other people. And so there's scientific evidence that has shown that power corrupts.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely does. So when you get sworn into the city council, they probably don't take you into a back room and go through a Masonic initiation ceremony. That's probably not happening. And it doesn't need to happen to corrupt people. It's just the power itself. The nature of power corrupts human beings.
Do you think you could be corrupted?
Maybe I already
Because you did try to run for city, or you ran for city council, you run for the school board. I think you're just, you know, power grabbing.
Just seeking that power so I can wield it over others. You know, I probably couldn't even get into the office because I wouldn't be able to swear the oath. Like, they would they would ask me to swear the oath to the United States, and I would have to say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I could swear an oath to liberty. Like, I swear that I'll do everything I can to reduce the size and scope of government or something like that. But I couldn't swear an oath to the state. Amanda says, don't get me started. Here's the thing. No matter how much money they have, no matter all their plans or planning, one thing still exists. Free will. If an entity such as God or Allah or Santa cannot control free will, how do they expect to? Free will always reign above all and above anything. We always have the power to decide, no matter what you're told. The Illuminati, if they exist, know this. So why don't others?
That's part of the thing about, you know, coercion, I think, is like the biggest problem in the world today. People thinking coercion's okay. It's still, you know, it's very little to take away from you when, you know, to be forced into something because, you know, there's so much more to life than just, you know, staying out of trouble, basically.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Sometimes the easy road is not the most rewarding. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3's next.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.